Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Joining us now in studio, Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how are you?
Good morning. How are we?
Going. Rhea, how you doing?
We're good. We're just arguing about the quarterback. That's what we do here.
That's exactly what we were talking about during the break.
Yes, yeah, amongst other things.
We were staying right on task with just the quarterback and nothing else happening on the internet.
Not trying to go viral.
Nope. Not talking about Unk and anything like that.
Wow. You think I get him on the show, though? I'm going to call him and see if they come on the show.
You think today he's doing media stuff?
No, he's probably
he's getting banged every which way.
It's probably a day for Shannon to lay low. All right, Rhea in with us today.
I think that's what got him in trouble.
That is it. All right, Rhea, Jalen Hurts here. Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
First game, they won, and they put up over 30 points, which is great. But there are a lot of mistakes, Rhea. What's your take on Jalen after week one? Because it just looked to me a lot like last year, where it's like, all right, there's some good things, but the turnovers and mistakes are way more than we're used to early in his career.
So I have to say, I really enjoyed the Ike and Baldy.
It was great.
Back and forth. That was outstanding. But I like how you broke it up. I thought that was kind of fun. You let us out there with it. Here's where my takeaway from the beginning of the game was an utter disaster. They could have let it spiral. They have, number one, the defense to thank for that.
Man.
You know, was not a luxury in first couple of
Thank
minutes.
Thank you.
I did think of you. I said, not a luxury now. Please save us.
I tell you, when they put the defense in the hole that, oh, man, I was nervous.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Nobody had nails left. So, you know, that was a disaster. I can live with that interception. Although, you know, I don't want to get Baldy upset. I thought he was triple covered, too, but I don't look at the film as close as it is.
No, they were both right. They were both right. Yeah. The throw was late.
Yeah, it was a
late throw.
So my point, I always struggle with the game manager thing because I think it makes you seem like that he's not as talented as he is.
It's, there's a negative connotation,
even if you
don't mean it that way.
Like, it's tone.
I mean, listen, the 2 years ago, it was like, oh, Brock Purdy, game manager. And that was really said as a diss.
Yes.
Okay. Although that kid is going to turn it into a hell of a payday for himself.
I'm trying to tell him again, Rhea.
Amen, Adam. But it's what he has to manage are situations. That last interception, at that point of the game, it's the only thing that can kill you.
You're in a great position. Just don't give them
position.
The ball back.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's where he just has to be better at that point. You know, it was the Seattle game last year. You didn't need to audible into that pass. You just didn't.
Gainwell was there for the check down.
Yeah, you get in field goal position.
Yep.
So that's where I think he needs to be better at, is just managing a late game, you know, decision.
So what's your theory on what's changed with him? Because this wasn't the Jalen that was drafted and we first got to watch. And even the Super Bowl year, his first 34 starts, he had 18 picks. The last 18 starts, he has almost 18 picks again. He has 17. It's like his interception percentage is doubled. I wonder if he's trying to justify
the contract.
The contract, and like he's the guy when he was built on not doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you don't have. That's the biggest thing for me. What I took away is he looked great against the blitz. Obviously, 6 of 7, 91 yards, a touchdown. The motion, I love that.
Yep.
You know, using everybody. I hate. You know, let's the read option. I'm done with because it doesn't work anymore. Stop pulling the ball back out of Saquon's belly. Let him have the rock. But I liked a lot of what he did. It was the hero ball stuff that bothered me. But it wasn't a lot on Friday night.
No, it just, when it happened, it was like, oh no.
It was the key moment. It was like in key moments where it was uncalled for. It was
exactly.
unnecessary.
Yeah, so those things. But, you know, I first game, they scored 34 points. I came out with way more positives about Jalen Hurts than negatives.
Well, I think a lot of people did. And the exciting part, Rhea, is that you mentioned Kellen Moore. We have an offensive coordinator that knows what he's doing. I mean, that first touchdown to Saquon, that was created on the motion and the route. I mean, Jalen threw a really nice ball, but it was like they schemed someone open. We never saw that last year.
The scheming open was fun. Although I did talk to, it was funny, our manager, our brand manager, Rod Lakin, had texted me during the game or after the game to just say, you know, like, this is great, you know, because I was coming on with you guys the next day. And, I said, I think I'm probably the only one in the Delaware Valley who will rip Kellen Moore tomorrow when I come on. And I did.
You did, a little bit.
Well, it was just for that one drive.
Yep.
So, and it was the drive that wound up in the interception. So, you know, I didn't like, you know, Jalen Hurts' decision-making there. I hated the play calling on that drive. empty backfield a couple of
times. It was bizarre. Yeah, it was almost like they were pushing. They didn't need to push.
They didn't. And I'm not saying that you run on every drive, but I'm just saying, you know, the clock is your friend right now. And just, I kept going, what? I mean, I was like texting with a friend going, why are they going empty backfield?
It's something to keep an eye on, because when the Cowboys moved on from Kellen Moore, McCarthy said something to the effect of, when I was young, I wanted to light up the scoreboard too, but you have to learn to manage the game.
You do. Well, lighting up the scoreboard gets you, as an offensive coordinator, we know, gets you a head coaching job.
Yeah, but you want to win the game.
You win the game. So that, I mean, but I, again, more positives than negatives. I loved the offense, the way it was run. But in that specific, that drive was poorly, I thought, poorly play called by Kellen Moore and poorly played by Jalen Hurts.
You know what, Rhea? I'm kind of curious, because I love your perspective when you watch football. What is your thought on Bryce Huff and the pass rush as a whole?
Well, I have a different, like, people are all upset, you know, because there weren't sacks. I mean, we live on numbers, okay? I thought they got pressure.
They did.
Just didn't get the numbers, okay? Like, I thought Jalen Carter was disruptive, but he didn't get the numbers. And I thought after that one hit they put on, which I think they did call a personal foul. I forget, was it on
Carter?
Carter or Bond? Did Bond get one of those? Or Bond hit him?
Bond hit him, and then Jalen continued the play? Yeah,
I thought he was a little, Jordan Love, a little squirrely after that, because he was missing guys.
And then they were working on his calves on the sideline. Yeah, he seemed off.
So that, you know, and in that last drive before the Eagles went on their 7-minute drive, BG got to him, forced an overthrow, and Morrow got to him. So, Huff, I'm not ready to make, I mean, we know what he is. He's a pass rushing specialist.
Mm-hmm.
On that field, I'm going to give him a pass for that. I just am. I've heard from too many people. I mean, well, we watched it.
Yeah, of course.
We lived it with Hassan Reddick in the Super Bowl.
It felt like deja vu.
Yeah.
When they couldn't get their footing on the pass rush, I was like, oh, we've done this already.
We've done it. My concern is that Vic Fangio sees him in practice every day.
And he said he wasn't impressed.
Well, when he said yesterday he has to separate from the other guys, I'm thinking one of those guys, and we love him, is Brandon Graham.
Yeah.
But you should just, shouldn't he be ahead of Graham? He's 25 and Graham's 36.
I know.
You know, I'm not sure how much he's going to play, and maybe later in the season where it'll change. But Monday night, I don't expect him to lead the team in snaps. Fangio told us where he thinks he is right now.
No, he doesn't like the way he sees him in practice. So that's very clear. But I'll give him just for that field, because it does impact pass rushers more. And Jalen got what? He got sacked twice? Only twice?
Two times. And they were early, and then he didn't get sacked anymore.
So, you know, it could have affected both defensive lines.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, what's your thought on Monday? This Eagles are 6.5-point favorites. We haven't seen them win and win convincingly in a while. We
were Miami
last October.
Miami, yeah.
Is this the week, or are you not ready to go there?
Well, I you know, purposely watched the
Atlanta-Pittsburgh
game. That was painful. No touchdowns.
All field goals. It was such a Steelers game.
It was such a steal. I mean, when you have T.J. Watt, you know, you can have that kind of game. But, I mean, I don't think Kirk Cousins is healthy.
He can't move.
No, he can't move at all.
He's like a statue.
So, and to me, their tackle, and I can't think of his name.
McGarry?
I think it was McGarry.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
They were living in the backfield. So, I mean, to me, the Eagles' pass rush has to get home on Monday night, because you're at home, you're on your own field. I've looked at the weather. I don't think I saw any rain.
Okay, good.
In the forecast, but I'll check it again. I'm not a meteorologist. I think they can take advantage. I think they've got to get after Cousins.
You're right. Caleb McGarry.
Yeah, and I didn't think he had a good game, but a lot of people don't have good games.
Yeah, that's true.
But to me, they got to get after him.
And if they do, they should.
This should be a four-sack game. At least a four-sack game.
Yeah.
Can one of those be Bryce Huff so we can feel better?
I got him two.
Two.
I got him down for 22 sacks this year.
I was listening that day. But here, in your defense, you said it was bold prediction.
I asked for a bold prediction.
That's what he asked for.
And Kyle's are completely reachable.
They are.
So
yeah,
it's
no,
not
Hugh,
that bold.
Hugh went the boldest.
Yeah.
We're not off to a great start, though. No, I mean, we got shut out in week one.
Hugh went cayenne pepper, and you went like Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
Worcestershire's, you know, spicy. But
I mean, I'm here for the bold predictions.
Joe's was plant-based.
Yes. Oh, yours is definitely plant-based.
I had a plant-based prediction.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good, though. I mean, he might win in defensive rookie of the year. All right, Rhea, we appreciate you hopping on.
As always.
Excited to do this again next week. week. Rhea used there. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. Jalen Hurts, should he be a game manager? Plus, Jason Kelce joined the morning show today. We'll play you some of his takes on the game.
Potty mouth.
And Jalen Hurts. Plus, a programming announcement you want to hear for the Eagles pregame show coming up on Monday. That's all next. 215-592-9494. Sports Radio 94 WIP. If you're losing more and more of your hair down the shower drain each day, or your hairline is disappearing, you need to visit my friend, Dr. Rafi at Precision Hair Restoration. He will personally perform the most natural-looking hair restoration using cutting-edge Artist Robotic or Neograft FUE. Newly single, have an upcoming wedding or job interview, or just want your hair back? Call Dr. Rafi, 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100, and get your confidence back. Or visit PhillyHairMD.com. That's PhillyHairMD.com.